The first years of Justinian's reign were relatively quiet, but one major event in 532 would come to change the social and political landscape. We often think of the favourite sport of the Roman Empire as gladiatorial combat, but the longest enduring popular sport, and the most popular sport in the 6th century, was chariot racing. You may also think that sport hooliganism is something of the modern world, but you'd be wrong. The chariot racing fans got there centuries earlier. The Blues and the Greens were bitter fans, often fighting with each other in the street. To make things even more intense, the factions also took on a political dimension. Procopius provides us with a wonderfully detailed description of the faction lists, during which you may notice that complaining about the youth of today also has roots as old as sport hooliganism.
To begin with, the faction lists changed the style of their hair to a quite novel fashion, having it cut very differently from the other Romans. They did not touch the moustache or beard at all, but were always anxious to let them grow as long as possible, like the Persians. But the hair on the front of the head, they cut right back to the temples, allowing the growth behind to hang down to its full length in a disorderly mass, like the Massagetae do. This is why they sometimes called this the Hunnish look. Then, as regards dress, they all thought it necessary to be luxuriously turned out, donning attire too ostentatious for their particular station, for they were in a position to obtain such garments at other people's expense. The part of the tunic covering their arms was drawn in very tight at the wrists, while from there to the shoulders it spread out to an enormous width. Whenever they waved their arms as they shouted in the theatre or the hippodrome, and encouraged their favourites in the usual way, up in the air went this part of their tunics, giving silly people the notion that their bodies were so splendidly sturdy that they had to be covered with garments of this size. They did not realise that the transparency and emptiness of their attire served rather to show up their miserable physiques. Their capes and breeches too, and in most cases their shoes, were classed as Hunnish in name and fashion.
From this description, we have constructed the artist's impression of a chariot faction list in this case. In 532, however, the Blues and the Greens in Constantinople stopped fighting each other and, during a chariot race at the Constantinopolitan Hippodrome, while chanting Nika, the Greek word for victory or win, which they used to cheer on their teams, they turned instead to the imperial box and began shouting, Nika, Nika, Nika! Then began an attempted coup in favour of the old Emperor Anastasius's nephews. Procopius, in his official history of the wars of Justinian, tells us that Justinian wanted to flee from the coup, but Theodora stopped him, saying,
My opinion, then, is that the present time, above all others, is an opportune for flight, even though it brings safety. For one who has been an emperor, it is unendurable to be a fugitive. May I never be separated from this purple, and may I not live that day on which those who meet me shall not address me as mistress. If now it is your wish to save yourself, O emperor, there is no difficulty. For we have much money, and there is the sea, here the boats. However, consider whether it will not come about, after you have been saved, that you would gladly exchange that safety for death. For as for myself, I approve a certain ancient saying that purple is a good burial shroud.
Choosing not to flee, but to have the insurrection violently ended, from then on Justinian began in earnest the reforms, conquests, and building works which would come to mark his reign, and which will be charted on the cases in the main corridor of the Coin Gallery.